countries and their secrets. I have always thought it would be so great to know all the things the governments of the world are hiding from the people. When documents were recently released which showed us the US military were tracking UFOs, they claimed they were just tracking unknown aircraft. Many of us know the difference between the performance of a UFO and an aircraft, and one could see from the gun cameras which showed us videos of what the US government was really chasing. Unfortunately for us, we are believed to be the leading technology development country in the world, which means other countries are gunning for us. What I mean by that is some want to steal our designs and patents, and China has made an industry out of this. There have been many rumors about Russia. Their big secret might be the Russian mafia is really running the country. A recent news article came out calling Russia a gangster's paradise. There are those who believe Putin is fostering it. It has been said quite a few veterans of the Afghan war came back very disturbed and disillusioned. Many entered a life of crime, and without the Soviet government on their back, organized crime started to flourish. In the 1990s, the mobs had their way and enjoyed a great deal of success. Now it is being said Russian government has turned into a kleptocracy. This is a government which seeks chiefly status and personal gain at the expense of the governed, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Russia is not the only country where organized crime has reached new heights. I remember reading a news article years ago about a meeting the Japanese government was conducting. At the meeting were representatives of Japanese organized crime. It was said one of the government officials made a proclamation, and apparently it didn't sit too well with the Yakuza, and one of them got up from his seat and walked toward the politician. When he reached him, he slapped him across the face in front of everyone there. There have long been hints about crime lords running things in Japan. Israel has many secrets. One of them seems to be for such a small country they seem to have an impressive amount of funds. It certainly doesn't make sense a country with approximately the same population as New York City could afford to spend the way they do. We know the United States sends them money, but the amount they spend seems to transcend the stated amount we claim to send them by a very large amount. Take the case of the F-35 aircraft which they have signed up for. It is said they want to buy 100 of these planes at a cost of at least $5 billion. They are also talking about sending a probe to the moon. This is a country which has to maintain a large military which is very expensive. Many people have suspected some of the biggest countries have joined together in a secret, and the secret is they control the economy and the world financial markets. Many believe the markets are rigged, and they also believe punishment for insider trading does not apply to the richest and most powerful people, no matter what country they come from. It is said some of these individuals have equipment which allows them to trade faster than anyone else, and speed in trading is worth its weight in gold. The price of gold is set twice a day in London. Currently, banks from several countries get together to set the price. The banks involved are said to be Barclays, the Bank of China, Bank of Communications, Goldman Sachs, HSBC Bank USA, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Societe Generale, Standard Chartered, Scotiabank, the Toronto Dominion Bank, and UBS. It is amazing to me these banks cooperate. It just shows you money is more important to them than the feuds between the countries they are in. Many people have said this secret setting of the price of gold is rigged, and these would mean quite a few countries are involved. Another American secret which some in the know are complaining about is the fact all sorts of underground shelters are being constructed to protect the branches of government if there is a nuclear attack or other catastrophe. While all this digging is going on, and also being used to connect bases all over the world underground, nothing is being done to protect the ordinary citizens. Many citizens think we are viewed as being expendable. I can't blame them. It seems like a disservice not to dig shelters for the public. China is said to have a big secret. The secret is there is a red phone on the desks of the biggest corporations in China. These are not ordinary phones, these are phones which are probably dreaded by the companies, because when they ring, they better be answered right away. One executive of a state bank said, "You had better make sure you answer it." Why are executives so scared of these phones? These phones are status symbols in Chinese politics. They link Chinese officials and others. There are two types of red phones as far as I have heard. One is for secure military communications, and the other is for encrypted communications. You wouldn't want to be an operator who handles the red phone calls, because they have to memorize more than 3,000 phone numbers, speak every Chinese dialect, and recognize the voice of who is calling. They also need to be able to type at least 150 Chinese characters per minute. Afghanistan has a secret, and it is a terrible one. Even though the US military have been in that country for what seems forever, they are still the biggest growers of poppies, and poppies produce heroin. How much drug is being produced in Afghanistan? It is said to be over 90% of the entire supply of heroin in the entire world. How can this be? 5 years ago, the United States developed a plan to stop this, and President Obama's administration's deputy chief of mission in Kabul refused, citing political concerns. He ordered the plan shelved, according to Politico.com. There are a lot more secrets out there, and every once in a while, some of them leak out. While we can never be sure what we hear is correct, we can see clues. For example, some of the photos of the Chinese president show him at his desk with two red phones on it. The poppy problem in Afghanistan can be discerned by looking at photos of the crops being grown there. Secrets are everywhere, and are not just being kept by the US government.